They're like, oh, we found a new branch of crazy.
Yeah,
it's called food noise.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello.
It's a new dawn.
Yeah, it's a new dawn for sure. You know, I can't seem to get the studio temperatures correct in here.
Were you going through the change?
I was going to say, it feels like I'm going through the change a little bit.
Lashes.
Yes. So the last show I noticed on YouTube, I was, you know, just watching myself. Yes. Like I like to do. And I noticed that my face was even more red than ever. And then also I noticed my glasses were fogging. They were fogging and it was looking so weird. And then there was a moment that I did take them off, but I couldn't stop staring at them. So now I decided, all right, why don't I get a fan?
Okay, so I have a fan.
A fan's blowing. And I decided to wear shorts because normally I'd wear sweats and a hoodie. So now what the gig is that my legs are super cold and my upper body's, and now I'm wearing.
You're such a delicate flower. Like, seriously, like, just to let everyone know, he's the man on the show. He's like, I can't get my temperature regulated. I'm wearing hot and cold.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all the hot air you produce when you just talk.
I guess it could be that. It could be that.
Maybe if we just sparingly get your input.
So if you want to watch if you want to watch my glasses fog up, you can hit up the Herd at One Network channel. It's the YouTube channel. Okay. You can watch that whole thing there. And if you're listening through Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can watch as well is what I'm trying to say.
We're on Herd at One YouTube, but here's the other fun thing, exciting news for this, for people participating with the show. You can call us.
Yes.
We have a number, 402-915-0962. That's 402-915-0962. You can leave us a message. Obviously, with the podcast, we're not live, but you can give us your comments. You can give us your input. You can tell us, you know, hey, party, the fan's not working.
Yeah.
I can still see that you're fogging up your glasses because I was watching you on Herd at One YouTube.
Yes,
and I noticed
exactly.
That you still look red. Point is that we would love to hear from you. That's the one thing that we're finding with this podcast. We're, you know, kind of like you guys are learning it in real time with us. All the cute little tricks and bells and whistles. And I love the fact that we can hear people. So again, that number 402-915-0962. Leave us a message, and who knows, maybe you'll get a little moment on the show.
And the first person to actually leave us a fart will win the day, okay? You will win the day. Also, we have an email address. Please do.
Yes, we do.
For Molly. We have an email address you can reach out to us also. That's, bpcrasher@gmail.com. bpscrasher@gmail.com. We got a message from Sherry. She says, how I've missed you. Y'all sounding incredible. Never missing a beat. True professionals. Wait, Molly, true professional. Don't know about party. Faithful listener. Thank you.
You know that's a real email.
Yeah. So if you want to leave us a message or whatever the case is, you can do that as well. If you have any issues or questions and you want us to solve them, we can solve them the best that we can. There's no stupid answers.
At some point, we do need to have, there are no stupid questions, just dumb answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that you and I have discussed. And that would help if people would email us the non-stupid answers, because the listeners are going to give us the non-stupid questions, but then we can give the dumb answers, which we're great
gross.
At. If we're good at anything, it's being dumb.
Yeah, we're good at that for sure. What happened to your car? You had a car issue. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. So I was running around doing errands, picking up my daughter from an appointment, going to the grocery store, had a car full of groceries, refrigerated and freezer items.
Okay.
And it died on the side of the road. And not just like any side of the road, like the side of like Center Street.
Okay.
I mean, it was like out in traffic. And so then I had to pop it neutral and push in front of the whole world, try to navigate my car because my 13-year-old daughter's in the car. I can't ask her to get behind the wheel and turn it. So I'm trying to turn and push all at the same time while in rush hour traffic.
What was it? Did anyone stop and help you?
Somebody finally came along. I got it close to the edge of the road by the curb.
Okay.
And this is, keep in mind, this is in my neighborhood. So like people that go to my kid's school driving by, people that I'm neighbors with that I know driving by. It's the most humbling moment when you're pushing a car by the side of the road with your daughter on an iPad in the back seat. Like, this is so embarrassing. You're like, you have no idea.
Teenager all day long.
All day long. She was like, finally, after about a half an hour. So here's the thing. It's the alternator and the battery.
Okay. Yeah.
So it literally wouldn't start. I mean, it was dead. So I push it over to the side of the road. Some kind people come along about a half an hour later and help me get it out of the rest of the way.
Yeah.
On account of the fact that I was trying to do like a two-man job by myself. And at that point, that's when my daughter's like, can I just walk home?
Yes. Can I please walk home?
Can I please just walk home?
So you drive a SUV.
Yes.
Those aren't easy to push, number one, by yourself. And it's a power steering, so if the car's not running, the thing's not turning as easy.
No. I mean, like, the guy had to help me crank the wheel. And when I was doing it, the other thing about it is that I pushed it, and then it gets momentum, and it's going. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to run into, because we were right by a street lamp. I'm like, okay. I'm going to run into the street lamp if I can't get back inside my car and press the brake. I can't believe this. Absolutely. It looked like something out of a bad movie. We were like, what is happening to that lady? And then to have my daughter just be like, mortified.
Where did you get, what'd you do with, the groceries? How'd you get that? Did you have to Uber or what'd you do?
No. So this is the thing. So the other thing is that it's power windows and it was a beautiful day on Friday. I had the windows down. Well, I can't leave the car sitting by the side of the road with the windows down in Chicago. I will come back and not have a car, even though, I mean, at this point, you're like,
you don't have a car. Yeah.
No, but they'll just like ransack everything. Like, I won't have seats. It'll just be a husk of an SUV.
It would be that site that you see where it's sitting on blocks and everything's gone, including the doors. Yeah.
Tires gone, brakes, wires. You're just like, great.
Yeah.
So I have to sit with this car. And we thankfully, we do have AAA. And AAA is great. I've got the app. They're really wonderful. But it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. They're like, it's going to be 2 hours till that truck driver can get to you.
Sure.
So, I have to wait with this car. And then my husband, Peter, finds a garage down the block from our house. And so he walks down there and they're going to stay open for us. And he's like, well, if you're going to be 2 hours, I'm going to go to the bar across the street. I'm like, I hate you so much.
Okay.
So he hangs out at this restaurant bar, runs into a bunch of people we know, and they're like, where's Molly? And he's like, funny story. She's with our broken down car by the side of the road. Can I buy you guys a round of drinks?
Oh, it's very nice.
So I'm getting texts from friends of ours like, how are you doing? I hope you get a big glass of wine when you get home. I'm like, I can't even with you right now. So when we got to the garage, he met me there. We had to schlep the groceries home.
Carry them?
Yes.
How far of a walk were you going?
Half a mile.
That's awful.
I know. And I gave him the heavy one. He's like, this is really heavy. What's in here? I was like, all the milk. Like 75 gallons of milk is in there. I actually went and bought more milk once I found out that you were at a bar drinking with our friends.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting on the side of the road because our daughter had left me alone.
Oh, did she bail?
Wanted to walk home.
Okay, she walked home.
She walked
Teenagers,
home.
Good Lord.
Party's at, she walked home. Peter's at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the
there.
One sitting in a car on the side of the road on a busy street. I was there long enough to watch rush hour traffic turn into nobody's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That rush hour traffic. By the time I got home, it was like almost past 7.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. I'm sorry you had to start your weekend like that.
You know, I will say this. The guy was really nice. He's like, I'm sorry. This is horrible. I was like, you know what?
You mean the garage guy or the guy that was helping you?
The guy that was helping me, the tow truck driver. He was really nice. He's like, I'm really sorry. This is a horrible way to start your weekend. I go, you know what? It's a beautiful day. I had a book on my phone. My daughter left me, so I didn't have to feel like.
He's like, why don't you climb in the truck here, lady?
He's like, how old's your daughter? What do you mean she walked home? I was like, don't worry. Her school's right there. She walks home from here all the time.
You're giving this guy way too much information.
He has me in his car. It was probably actually lucky that she, well, I don't think there would have been room in the tow truck for both of us.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember our car breaking down at one given time and we all, as a family, had to pile in. And yeah, it's not like there's a back seat in tow trucks. I don't think, you know, I don't know, but yeah.
No, I mean, she probably would have had to sit on my lap, but I don't even think that's allowed. Like, I think they have really strict rules about who can be. Anyway, all to say, I don't have a car.
All right.
So I'm glad I got groceries because we don't have any way to get to the store right now.
Okay.
I mean, I could do.
At home. You can do Instacart. Uber Eats, Instacart, all that stuff. But what the heck? All right. Let's roll into the best news of the day.
Well, Dollar Tree, they are stepping up. They've decided to divest themselves from Family Dollar. It was like this huge deal, billions and billions of dollars a couple years ago. And apparently they just couldn't make it work.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize that there was that much difference between Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. But apparently in the dollar world, it was just too much difference. I was like, between a tree and a family, they're like, couldn't make it work. Couldn't reconcile it. Couldn't make it work. So they're selling off Family Dollar and now just plowing ahead on their own. But what was fascinating is how much the dollar market has changed, whether it's Tree or Family or General. There's also Dollar General. They're talking about the fact that it's no longer low-income shoppers, that because of the way the economy is and because of how people are gripping about the price of everything,
they're
seeing more and more people in the higher earner sector shopping at Dollar Tree.
And why wouldn't you? Like, I mean, pardon? Why wouldn't you anyway? I when I was in Florida, we had to go to a Dollar Tree, Dollar General, whatever heck it is. Mm-hmm. It's just chaos to me. You know, I like the regular grocery store. But it's just chaos. And I'm not talking about prices. It's just like there's things everywhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's very chaotic.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I probably go at least once a month to, we have Dollar Tree. That's my go-to. We have a couple Dollar Trees, in like, there's like two, like in the radius of where I go. And, especially with kids, it's so great to get like party favors or any kind of like holiday stuff. Like, let's say it's Halloween or 4th of July or Arbor Day. They always have like super, I mean, you can't beat it for like that kind of stuff. I don't buy groceries there, but they have started pivoting into getting, because keep in mind, there are like these things, they call them food deserts.
Okay.
Where it's like areas of a city where there's no grocery store. There's no place to get food except for like a quick shop or something. So Dollar Trees have gone in there. And so now they're starting to offer fresh fruit.
Oh, really? Ooh, yes. I can't wait for that quality stuff.
You're like, what's this meat, horse?
Gross. I'm sorry, dollar whatever. Sorry, dollar whatever, but I'm not buying fresh vegetables from dollar anything.
You can get your spam. They do have spam.
Okay. All right. Today is National Crayola Crayon Day.
Aww.
Yeah, look at that. You know, it's funny because Crayola crayon has been around since the beginning of the century, 1900s. It's insane. And so what they're doing right now for a limited time, they're releasing, or they're actually returning, I think, 8 other crayon colors that they discontinued.
So they retired them and now they're bringing them back, like, hey, nostalgia.
for a limited time. So the dandelion, are you familiar with the colors of the Crayola? It's been a long time for me.
I mean, you were really, like, if you knew that you were flush, if you were sitting there with the 64 pack.
Yeah. A 64 pack. Yeah.
Don't you remember the box and it had the, I don't know who sharpens a crayon, but it had the sharpener in the back.
Yeah, I do remember. So this is what they're doing. They're bringing back the dandelion. That's the color. Uh-huh. They retired that in 2017. The Blizzard Blue, Magic Mint, and Mulberry colors that retired in 2003.
Okay.
And then Orange, Red, Violet, Blue, Lemon, Yellow, and Raw Umber retired in 1990. The funny thing about the dandelion is when they retired that, people freaked out.
Yeah.
And that's actually a collection item now. So if you have a dandelion colored Crayola, it's a collector. How strange is that? Yeah.
I do think it's odd that they got rid of dandelion. That was a really pretty color. And I mean, definitely as far as like the kids, I mean, it's not like kids don't draw lots of flowers. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like that would be kind of a core. Burnt umber was always kind of one of those where it was like, that was some deep cuts. I mean, if you were like, hold on a second, guys, who has the burnt umber? I need it for just a little bit to finish this tree.
And then you got the Blizzard Blue. See,
that's cute.
I think what's more strange is I even know anything about this stuff. But yeah, this is all coming back limited time. So if you want to get your Crayola gone, I guess this is the time. Crayons. Crayola, you're a big pen lady, so...
We've migrated away. We're, you know, the kids have gotten older, and so it's definitely much more color pencils now.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of a sad moment as a parent when you get to the point where the, you know, you'll get at the beginning of the school year, they'll have the supply list, everything that you need to get. And it's sort of that sobering moment when your kids age out of, like, blunt nose scissors, stick glue, like all the stuff where it's like totally little guy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all of a sudden like college ruled notebooks. And like, oh,
yeah.
Time are you sure to grow you don't up. Want burnt umber as a crayon box option?
So yeah, today's the day. If you like Crayola crayons, today's the day to celebrate.
Well, I've got a little something for you.
Okay. What's that?
Speaking of school age kids, this was something that I was like, they need to get on board with this. So there's been this new research about how quickly people eat and how bad it is for you.
Okay.
They're like, if you're finishing your meal in anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, like you need to slow it down. That basically eating fast like that causes all sorts of different problems, whether it's your body's not getting the messages that your stomach's receiving, like that it's full. But the other thing is that, you know, like you swallow a lot of air.
Oh, really? Oh, and so I know what happens then.
Just eating so fast.
Have you ever seen those videos, like viral videos of, it'd be like you sitting there with Peter, you're filming it, and the whole title is, I'm going to eat like my husband. So as soon as he takes a bite, as he eats, you literally mimic everything he's doing. It's great. It's
that
funny.
That sounds so...
How do you eat, though? I'm a weirdo when it comes to people eating. I'm an eater watcher. Is that an eater watcher? We'll call it an eater watcher. New word alert. People eat. And that's also a big thing for me when it came down to picking someone that I would date.
Yeah.
Like Wylene, the sweet Wylene. Oh. Maybe that's the reason, one of the reasons why I married her, but.
The eating. She's like, thanks, I think. I don't know.
Yes, she's a good eater. She's a good eater. I've dated women before that just have their mouths hanging open and they're talking while they're eating and they're just, oh, gross.
You have a lot of food eating rules,
and
though.
I can't, it's not rules. It's just the way I like it. It's not, I don't make rules on people. You can eat any way you want. You want to eat like you've never eaten before.
No,
you've been stuck
on an
island.
Self-imposed rules. Like you have them in your head where like they did that. They violated that. They violated that. Like, I mean, nobody knows.
But you got to understand it's the sound that gets me. When your mouth is closed, there's hardly any sound.
You're like some sort of study. They're like, oh, we found a new branch of crazy.
Yeah,
it's called food noise. Wait, are you talking about the food noise where people have to take Ozempic because it can't quiet down in their head? They're like, this is what somebody else hears when you eat, and it drives them crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is, but it's like when I hear people eat, that's why I can't watch that. What is it? ASMR, whatever it is.
Right.
I can't watch that. When I hear people eat and chew and crunch, oh my God, I don't know what it is. I have to sit there, close my eyes and just go. If I'm in a movie theater and there's someone behind me eating popcorn, it is like ancient torture treatment for me.
Wow.
I can't focus on anything. The crunch is louder in my head. Oh, it just drives me insane.
God, a doctor would have a field day with you. They're like, I gotta break this nut down. This guy is bananas. Woo! I might have discovered a whole new field of research.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me ask you, how does your husband Peter eat? Is he a good eater?
He's fine. I don't have any hangups. I think if I did have hangups, we wouldn't be married. I mean, okay. I think, you know, you spend a good portion of your life. No. Not C. This wasn't like a thing that I had on my checklist. It wasn't like, man, he better be an okay eater. Otherwise, we are done. Over.
Maybe I'm crazy. There is moments. I mean, when you're married, and now Whitey and I have been together for like 10 years. But when you're married, there are things that you have to compromise on. Uh-huh. And Molly, you'd be proud. That is one of them for me. Like there was a time when... How I noticed that basically what happened is she was eating celery.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, that's so loud. Oh, it's got to be so triggering.
So loud that she's eating it. And then she said to me, I'm sorry. And I had to go, what do you mean? I don't know nothing.
What? She's like, no, we all know. The look on your face, the horror, you're like, She's like, no, your face says it all.
Maybe it did. I never thought of that.
Oh, you guys think you're so stealth. That's the thing. My husband the same way. He thinks you're so stealth. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I see the look on your face. Fix your face. Like, you don't want me to know something's wrong? Then, like, learn how to be Zen master.
Yeah. The Zen master.
Or do you do this to your wife? Do you give the sigh? And then they say like, well, what was that all about? And they're like, what are you talking about? And you're like, I heard that sigh. And they're like, what?
I don't do that.
I didn't sigh.
I don't do that. No, I don't sigh. I don't sigh.
You don't think you sigh. No guy thinks he sighs, but then you hear him and you're like, yeah, what? Nothing.
I don't think I do. I don't know. That seems rude. But then again, maybe I do sigh. Why would I sigh? I don't know.
She's eating celery.
Oh, no, I go to my happy spot. I don't even know where my happy spot is.
She's over there eating chips. You're like, I have to leave the house. I can't even be in the neighborhood.
What is that called?
This poor woman has to eat nothing but soft food.
What is that called? It's a case. Not
a
case.
It's a condition?
A condition. Eating loud food. I'm looking as we're... Condition. Condition. Makes me condition. Sound crazy.
Okay, it's hold on. Misophonia. Loud eating.
Misophonia.
Yeah, misophonia.
Misophonia. It's a condition
causing...
Why you hate
the sound of chewing. Oh, my God. There's a picture of a guy going to take a big bite. You'd lose your mind. This thing is like, hate the sound of chewing? Here's why.
Misophonia.
A, you're crazy. B, you're nuts.
Oh, quit it. It doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't.
Food noise refers to the constant preoccupation with food and eating, often leading to unhealthy behaviors. What does that mean?
Soup has just got to kill you.
Soup?
Somebody going
slurping? Oh, you better not. You better not. If you're eating soup and that's
soup
what you're
is
doing,
delicious.
You better not. If you're eating, Whitey doesn't eat like that.
Ooh, is this cream of celery soup? Crunch. No, one or the other. Yeah. It can't be both. You're slurping and crunching. Come on. You're like, I had to search really hard to find a slurp crunch. But I'm so glad I did. It makes you crazy.
Misophonia.
Yeah, you need to go and get
A lot of people have it. People do have it. I'm not the only one. If you have it, send us a message. Call us. That number is 402-915.
Yeah, strength in numbers. You know what? Nobody wants to be crazy alone.
915-0962. All right. Or you can email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. All right. I have something for you. Do you remember a guy by the name of Don Gorski?
Don Gorski. Oh, wait, is this the Big Mac guy?
Yeah.
He ate one like every day for a month.
No, he didn't. Here, let's remind everybody. Super Gracie's over there. Gracie, can you hit 1V for us, please?
I have eaten 32,340 Big Macs in my lifetime. I'm closing in on 50 years next year of eating them every day. My habit right now is just eat 2 a day, and that would be like 14 a week. I'm not a type of person that tries new stuff, and when I like something, I stick with it all the time. It's like, for me, it's Big Macs every day. It's Coca-Cola every day. I probably will be eating Big Macs every day for the rest of my life.
Look at that hair, dude.
This is obituary trailer.
All right, now Gracie, hit 2V for me, please. Thank you.
The obsession with Big Macs began because, for one thing, my love of hamburger. May 17, 1972 is the day I got my first car. I drove to McDonald's. I ordered my first 3 Big Macs, went out in the car and ate them. And I said right there that I'm going to probably eat these the rest of my life. And I threw the cartons in the back seat and started counting them from day one.
This guy's crazy.
2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, and so on. How I keep track of how many Big Macs I've eaten is, for one thing, I save the cartons. Another thing is I save all the receipts, and I also keep a running count on a calendar. I've kept a running count on the calendar since May 17, 1972, right up through today, so I can tell you which Big Macs I ate on which day.
Wow.
This guy has just broke the record, his own record. He just, 35,000. He's eaten 35,000 Big Macs since 1972. He eats 2 a day, lunch and dinner. And the reason why this is all breaking, you know, in the news right now, not only that, is that his wife is talking, and yeah, he's got
and
a
she's
wife.
She's like, I'm going to divorce him. So we had to buy a bigger house because he's keeping all of his Big Mac containers.
Can you believe that?
We couldn't have children because that was the Big Mac room.
They have 2 children. She told him that the day that she has to put a Big Mac in a blender is the day that he'll never eat another Big Mac. And he thinks it's really cool because he, you know, he keeps a good record of every Big Mac. So his kids will be able to brag about this was the last Big Mac that has eaten.
Wait,
he's like 71. His health is impeccable, by the way. That's what
he looks
whole
like.
Deal
he's
is.
In great shape.
You know,
but I
so
think you're using the word brag incorrectly. I don't think any child is going to brag about how their dad for decades ate 2 Big Macs every day. Like, brag? You're like, come on over. You're like, 2. Oh, did your dad invent the rocket ship? He's like, no. He ate Big Macs every day,
35,000.
Cataloged them, kept the containers. That's just...
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, I think that there probably is some sort of condition. I mean, I do think that that has to be... That's like some sort of compulsion.
Well, yeah.
You know
but
what
like,
I mean?
Like he said...
Not in a harmful way. I'm just saying, if somebody is that detail-oriented about one thing like that since 1972.
He's been eating Big Macs for 50 years. He had the first one and he fell in love and has been eating them ever since.
Why haven't they given him a gold card?
I'm sure they have. They have to know him. He walks 6 miles a day, Molly. And he walks, I think maybe even 3 miles to the back and forth to McDonald's. He
you
doesn't
work
eat
out those
fries.
Big Macs somehow.
He
I mean,
doesn't eat fries. He doesn't, and he said that's what they think is can contribute to his health, and it's not bad health. You know, so yeah, congratulations, Don.
Yeah,
you made the show.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You made the show. Yeah, so there's that, Don.
I love his ponytail. Has he also been growing his hair out since 1972?
I'm telling you, when his wife was talking,
you're like, wife.
You know me. You know me.
You immediately were like, wife. Okay.
So many single people out there. That just says that there's a person for everyone.
Yes.
There is a person for everyone. And look at that support. That's love.
I was less hung up on wife. It was when you said kids. And I was like, children? What?
Who's meaner now?
Oh, I'm not pretending. That is, I mean, if like that would stop. You said to me, like, I have two children. If Peter was like, I still got to eat those two Big Macs every day, I was like, something's got to give.
Yeah.
I carry children, and I think I get to say, maybe we cool it a bit on the daily two Big Macs.
Two Big Macs. I think the best burger out there in fast food land, and I'm not kidding, is the Whopper. I really do. And that's nothing against McDonald's Big Mac. McDonald's Big Mac is just not my thing. Mm-hmm. Whopper is good. The only problem is that when you eat a Whopper, it tends to knock me out, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't eat it. It just knocks me out for some reason. And the last time I had a Whopper, I decided, well, maybe I'll go with the Whopper Jr., right? Mm-hmm. So I went with the Whopper Jr., and it wasn't enough.
You're like, I need more.
Is there
an in-between? Is there an in-between between the Whopper and the Whopper Jr.? Could we have, like, the Whopper
in between
0.75?
Yeah. But I love the Whopper. That's my thing right there. I don't know what it is. I think it's because it's flame-broiled. Burger King, McDonald's,
like
if you'd like to sponsor the show.
Yes. We are a Burger King household.
Yeah, you're a what?
We are a Burger King household.
Okay, all right.
Which is like verboten because we live in McDonald's land. You know, McDonald's is based out of Chicago.
So
you can't go more than
this.
2 feet without hitting a McDonald's. And the kids don't like it. They don't like their burgers.
Their
fries are really good. But my kids don't eat fries.
What?
Don't get me started.
That's my favorite
thing in the
world. I'm
like, you know you're Irish, right? And that's a potato. Yeah. And they're like, not fan of potatoes.
They don't like fries.
They don't like fries.
Do they like, what do they eat? I mean, you go to Burger King.
Fruit?
Kids are weird.
Fruit? What kind of nonsense is that?
Your kids are weird. I'm sorry.
They
I love
chips.
Them to death.
They eat chips or they'll eat noodles.
Okay.
But I mean, no. And the order that we get from Burger King, it's so interesting. My son likes their chicken fries.
You know what? Because of you saying that before, I almost ordered them when I got that Whopper Jr.
They're really good, actually.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm terrified to say it, but it is. I stole one from him once because I was like, you know, I went through the drive-thru. We were driving back and because they smell. We all can agree that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, Burger King is the supreme. Their original chicken sandwich, the plank shaped, is delicious.
Oh my God. That's my favorite chicken sandwich.
Right.
You know what? When I first moved here, I went to high school in Germany and I came back home to Omaha.
Yeah.
I worked at a telemarketing place and I was a teenager. I guess I was about 20. Anyway, I worked at a telemarketing place and right down the street, it was like walking distance. I might as well be this Big Mac guy now. I ate chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich every day until I got fatter and fatter. That's where my journey started, actually.
On fast food?
Yes, on fast food, because in Germany, you didn't have any fast food.
Not like
you
that,
only had,
no.
You had KFC and McDonald's, but it wasn't like it is here. But okay, yeah, we're back to that original chicken sandwich. Okay.
So the chicken fries taste like fry versions of the chicken sandwich. So imagine just having it in like a fry shape, but it's that same taste. It's that same flavor profile. It's the same seasonings. It's all that stuff. It's delicious.
So it's the original chicken sandwich flavor
cut into
and
like
taste.
Fry shapes.
Oh, shut up. Really?
You gotta try them.
Okay. All
it's
right.
really good.
I'll give it a shot.
I made fun of him. I mean, I roasted him. I was like, dude, this is like the worst. What, chicken fries? Are you nuts? Like, that's such a made up food. And I tried one and I have not said a word since.
Okay. All right.
I get them every time for him now.
Oh, very
and
nice.
And steal one.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We're gonna rock out of here. Again, follow, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are listening. Thanks for listening. And if you want to watch, we like watchers. And it's pretty cool, actually. You can see Molly's face. You can see my face and everything that's going behind us. It's on Heard at One Network YouTube channel, Big Party Show. Go ahead and subscribe to that. And then Alexa, if you want to tell Alexa to play us when you're getting ready for work or whatever the case is, just tell Alexa to play the Big Party Show podcast, all right? That's all you got to do. And then what's the email again, Molly?
bpscrasher@gmail.com. So Big Party Show, bpscrasher@gmail.com. And call us. Leave us a message. We'd love to hear your lovely voices. 402-915-0962. All sorts of ways to reach out and get in touch with us.
Okay. We'll see you guys Wednesday morning. Have a fun next couple of days and do yourself good.
A Heard at Media production.